Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Norman. Text line, we got the question for you. We'll give you our answer. If there is, take the Huskers out of it, if there is a college football game, stadium, atmosphere that you would like to go and experience that you haven't already, what would it be? I mean, because that's interesting, because you know, I think part of it, it's like a two-part, and I'll tell you my experience with it, right? When I first moved back to Nebraska, I went up to when Nebraska played up there in Ann Arbor. So you hear about the big house. I had a high school teammate and some close friends that are actually two high school teammates that went to Michigan, and other guys that I played with in the NFL that went to Michigan. They talk about the big house like it's mm-hmm. It was louder and better in Nebraska. So I'm going up there with the assumption I'm going to see something big and the crowd's going to be raucous and all this other. I went up there. First of all, the big house is below ground level, so it's down. Mm-hmm. And I never felt, now granted, I was not on the field. It wasn't sold out, Nebraska against Michigan against Nebraska. Wasn't even close to being sold out. You know what I mean? So the atmosphere wasn't anything to me. So that's my point of, like, that's my experience with being disappointed. I need to go back and go somewhere. Where would you guys like to go? And what I mean by experience, from tailgating, rivalry game, obviously atmosphere in the stadium, and obviously I'm assuming you guys want to see him play, a good game.
My issue is I've been to a lot of them. As I said, underrated BYU Utah is legitimately, from a game day, from the moment you wake up that day to the moment you go to sleep, there are conversations that are had where families
are divided.
They're not only divided, they're fighting. They're fighting. In-laws are fighting. Literally, they call it the holy war, but it really is, in their minds, their conversations about each other's gods. And it's just, it's amazing. Army-Navy is the greatest pageantry,
mm-hmm.
right? Aside from the fact that it's always Antarctic cold. Like, that's the downfall for that one.
That's part of it, though.
You are freezing. Freezing. And it yeah, I've never been colder than I was at the last two Army Navy games I went to. Like, honestly, Death Valley, if it's
at night,
it has to be LSU at night, which I've done. because I saw them beat Ole Miss in overtime 4 years ago, maybe. So before I moved here, I'm thinking that if I can get to Knoxville and see Alabama visit Tennessee, that would be pretty good. As a just like an unbiased fan, mm-hmm. like you're just gonna go and you don't care who wins, you just want a thing.
October 19th,
and then does USC and Notre Dame play
last week of the year, November 30th?
Where at?
I believe it is at the Coliseum.
Please say South Bend. Please say South Bend.
Nope.
Dang. I don't want to see them. I don't want to see them in LA. I want to see Notre. I want to see USC Notre Dame in South Bend. And
at night.
Yeah, Coliseum on the 30th.
Yep. Austin, get it on your list. Go to South Bend. It is really a righteous experience.
Hey, I'm a Lutheran, though. I don't know if I fit in the biggest everybody, Catholic everybody in the world.
Look, that football Jesus loves everybody.
As long as you're wearing green and gold or whatever.
Yeah, that football Jesus welcomes everybody.
Now they start losing. Now we got to start fact checking.
They harder on themselves than they are on Lutheran. So not an issue.
You know, for me, I would say, like, I like rivalries that are like when we play college, like we respect you. We're certainly not going to fear you, but I like it when it's a little nasty. You know what I mean? Where it means something. So I'm going to say Tennessee, Florida, / Florida, Georgia.
World's largest cocktail
party. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Those two. Because uh-huh. those, uh-huh. and it's funny, is you got two schools that hate Georgia, hate Florida. I want to see them two play.
Best fashion and best drink.
Yeah, we could. I ain't gonna dress up, but I'm a drink. But I want to see somebody. I want to see a good game. Now, I don't think Florida's up to the test this year, so I would probably I would take it a step down. I'm looking at Georgia's schedule here. Mm-hmm. The game I would probably like to experience, because I almost had a chance to go to Ole Miss this year. And my man JC said next year, because this house is too full, because this is supposed to be Ole Miss's year. Every year he's asked me, couldn't do it. This year I was like, it lined up, I think, for Nebraska bye week. He's like, house is full, bro. And I ain't going down to Ole Miss without some backup. And, you know, because I was
the Grove.
Yeah.
Yeah, that part.
Is Georgia at Alabama?
Yeah. Yeah. Austin, we're give me two, because I know you've got a couple.
Yeah, you guys have brought up a lot of good ones. I've never been to an Egg Bowl, so that's on the short list. Ole Miss at LSU seems fun to me. There's not Bedlam this year. So do I want to go to Red River, just take in the state fair as well in Arlington?
Yes.
That's probably there.
Yeah.
Yes. Tennessee at Oklahoma is on the
list. That's a bye week
for
the Huskers this year.
That's what I'm saying.
Tennessee at Oklahoma?
No, Texas, Oklahoma.
Red River, yeah.
But they play too early, though. Well, you can catch a night flight and get home.
You could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So make sure you got sober up before you get on the plane.
Probably though. The short list. But really, I think if I'm sticking in Big Ten country, again, probably be freezing my you-know-what off, but Ohio State, Michigan. To be in the horseshoe after 4 years of losing to Michigan, Ohio State's not going to take it. Is Michigan, you know, going to be able to put up a fight on the road? What's the same kind of team? I'm interested in that.
My phone is blowing up. I do need to apologize. My Virginian folks are not happy with me.
Virginia Tech.
Oh, listen.
That's serious, though.
Hey.
Yeah, my man, Keon Carpenter went to Virginia Tech. We picked up a receiver from Virginia, and he was hauling off.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
I was like, man, what's pro? He's like, oh, man, he was from Virginia.
Oh, no. It is the farmers versus...
That was in Blacksburg.
Farmers versus preppies, right?
Yeah.
So the real fraternity boys, as you think of them...
Or that's Virginia.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, to get on the lawn, khaki, cardigan sweater, yellow tie, like the yellow pants dudes, or the orange pants dudes... versus the flannel shirt dude.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, they get after it.
Yeah.
I've seen, and I'm not a fan of fighting at football games, but I've seen the best fights ever at Virginia Tech, and none of the best 5 fights I've seen were men. None of them were men. The women from Virginia and Virginia Tech got it in. And it was annual. Like, they would.
I'll see you next year.
They would go to the. So there's a lawn. There's a lawn. There's a grassy knoll that you can sit on at Virginia Stadium. And the Virginia Tech women would circle it. Like, they would march in like a choir in church. Like
Dead Sea Scrolls.
Oh, they would march in like a choir in church.
It's like gang initiation.
Straight down. Like, look, they march down to as low as they can go, as close to the field, turn left. Go as far as the women were sitting in the sororities, and then straight up to the top, and it's a sea of maroon, and it is spectacular. It is utterly spectacular.
I got another one.
Yep.
Backyard brawl, week 3.
Yeah. Yeah. I missed the days where Penn State, Pitt, and West Virginia commingled in their...
Had their triangular.
Yeah. And their distaste for each other. Because when...
That was personal,
when
too.
Penn State and Pitt in the Dorsett Marino runs versus the really good Penn State runs that were national
champions. Like Dozier,
the Joe Pod. Yep. Yeah. They, oh my goodness. Yeah, it's, and then of course, low key, I need to get to a Harvard-Yale game.
I think that would be fun.
Because they season it up. Like, that's the one game.
They do it different.
Yeah, that's the one game of the year that they season their meat.
Well,
they don't season their meat the rest of the season. But for each other?
They put a little spice in their Bloody Mary.
How does Virginia Preppy compare to Ivy Preppy?
They're the same. They're the same. They're all.
I ask because we have an Ivy Preppy sitting between us.
No, they're all some version of.
Damn, Austin.
No. Here's the thing.
Well, me and Austin ain't never robbing a bank.
Right? He gonna tell everything.
Right? He did it. He live over here too.
Get it?
Yeah.
They are all some version of. Okay, so the movie is 40 is Eddie Murphy, Dan Aykroyd, and Lewis Winthorpe. When they're sitting in the club and they're just telling jokes and like, oh, sure. Like he went to Harvard. That is every version of Ivy League and University of Virginia. Charlottesville, Virginia is, it's easy for birds and flies to fly up people's noses because their noses are so high in the air that they make it, it is real business. And they're snobby to each other. Like, wait a minute. You're old new money.
Yeah.
You're not. It's not whether you're money or not. Where did you get your money? And don't say that you are tech money because, you need to go to William & Mary. You need to get on out of Charlottesville and go to William & Mary. You won't even count. And they will fight. But the tech is a wonderful blend of Michael Vick, Norfolk, Virginia Beach, and Appalachia. Mountain.
Yeah, Virginia Tech, Virginia is moonshine against wine.
It is in full.
Yeah.
It is in full.
The good stuff.
And they will tell you the flask. Your flask at UVA better have your moniker on it. As a matter of fact, if you really want to matter, it better have the family crest on it.
Yeah, you better
Virginia call Tech, it is a half gallon milk jug emptied, washed out, and the moonshine is in the milk jug.
I'm going to tell you.
The plastic milk jug. Like,
the best thing about a milk jug, Austin, is during COVID. I'm going to give a shout out to my man, Travis Lankford. He owns the Grapevine over there. I texted him. I said, I need some gin and juice. Because you couldn't do anything, right? So this is like when you'd hang out in your back, your patio, you see somebody actually walking. You're like, hey, neighbor. So I just say, he brought me the best gallon of gin and juice. Big shout out to him. The only other one I want to see, just because of the Russian call for when you replay it, is Ole Miss, Mississippi State.
Egg Bowl.
Yeah. But the best
growth part this year, I don't miss.
But the best part, it was when the guy scored. Was it DJ Moore that did that? And he acted like he was peeing, and he got a penalty and lost.
No,
the game.
I think that was it. Wasn't that Elijah Moore?
Elijah Moore. But the Russian call, the two Russian guys called, is the best call ever. Now I love Gus Johnson.
Hey, I was gonna say these two dudes there.
But from the text line, Big Slim said not much beats Florida Georgia. Brian says he's going with Oregon. He wants to go out there. Have you been out to Oregon?
Yeah.
To the game?
Yes.
How's the tailgate? On a scale of 1 to 7. 1 being the worst, 7 being excellent.
It's a 4, but it's not. It's hard to get into tailgates in the Northwest.
Yeah. No, it's not. How's the hydroglyphics?
No, Seattle.
I like the hydroglyphics up there.
Seahawks do a great tailgate. Yeah. University of Washington, I could get on a hammock and sleep through a tailgate at UW. Like it's
because they're all in the boats on their lakefront.
Yeah, stadium. It's just like it is just a little off. It's a little
off. It's different.
Off.
It's different.
It's a little off.
It's like watching Little League football from your car.
Yeah, you're like, okay, turn the lights on. Let me know how it's going. Yeah. Everything all right?
Yeah, it's cold outside, cool? But we in the heat.
Yeah, y'all cool over there? Yeah.
How'd you miss that tackle there in the flat? Yeah.
Oh, pass the sushi.
Yeah.
that's UW and Oregon.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we'll take a quick break, come back, put a bow on this week and this Friday. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman, we'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.